Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today's story is about the Aleph. Once upon a time, the first Chabad Rebbe, Shneur Zalman of Liadi, spoke with one of his Talmidim, one of his Chasidim, and he said to him, "Let's make a deal. I have a son, and I have a mitzvah to teach him Aleph Beis. You have a mitzvah to support your family. How about if you teach my son Aleph Beis, and I will pay you money with which you can support your family?" The Alter Rebbe, as he's known, Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi, first Chabad Rebbe, then explained to him how to teach what is an Aleph. "Vos is an Aleph. What is an Aleph?" he said. "A pintala oibin, und a pintala unten, on a kav be'emsa. There's a point on top, there's a point underneath, and there's a line that connects them. If you look carefully at an aleph, you'll see that the upper right side is a small part, kind of like a little yud. The lower left side is another small part, like another little yud. And in between is a line, a slanted line that connects them." And Alter Rebbe explained to the teacher, to the Melamed of his son, that the point above this stands for Hashem, who's above us. The point below this stands for us. We are down here in this world. And the line that connects us together is our faith in Hashem. And we express this faith also through Torah and through mitzvahs. Alter Rebbe didn't necessarily say this part, but I'm saying to you that our faith in Hashem can be expressed through Torah and through mitzvahs. And this is the Aleph. This is the first letter of the Aleph Beis. The Aleph Beis is where we begin. And this is something to keep in mind all of the time. Why is this lesson available from the first letter? Because this is the beginning of Yiddishkeit. To always remember that the point of Yiddishkeit is for us to connect with Hashem. Sometimes we could be so busy learning Chumash or davening and saying all the words and thinking about what the words mean or doing mitzvahs, but we might forget that what it's all about is connecting with Hashem. Therefore, it's something to think about and it's something to speak about. And when we are doing things for Hashem, to think about this. And when we're not doing things for Hashem, to think about this, that this is really what Hashem created us for. Connect with Him through our thought and through our speech and through our action, including doing favors and goodness and kindness for others. How does this bring Mashiach quicker? So when Mashiach comes, when the Geula comes, we will feel, all of us will feel the connection with Hashem. Now that we are in the last moments of Galus, it's often very difficult to feel our connection with Hashem because Hashem is hiding. That's really what Galus is about, that Hashem is hiding, is concealing Himself during Galus. When the Geula comes, it'll be easy to connect with Hashem. It'll be very, very difficult not to connect with Hashem. But now that Hashem is concealing Himself, He's hiding, now is the most important time to put our effort into connecting with Hashem, although He's invisible. And he's concealing himself. But by thinking about this lesson, and by talking about this lesson, and by doing things in order to connect with Hashem, this is how we bring more quickly the Geula. May it happen right away, and may all of us have much success in doing our part, and more than our part, through Torah and mitzvahs, learning, davening, goodness and kindness, and learning about Mashiach and Geula to bring it a little bit quicker. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.